boy, Sean to the boy, Renetti.
What's going on? Catch us on Wild and Mofo, Real Dumb Shit, and Redacted Shunt for the Twitter, on YouTube, and on Facebook is Official Wild On, Instagram is Wild On Official, and Mixcloud is Wild On RDS for all that dumb shit.
What's going on, gorillas? It is the one that they call Shunt and the one that is called
Redacted.
And we are here for Real Dumb Shit, Volume Something or Other, and we are the Sub-Zero and Scorpion of this podcasting shit right now. I'm saying come here, you're saying chill, I guess.
Yeah, pretty much.
So come and chill, and yeah, for those that know the deal, the first things first is the rundown. We're going to be covering, it's a very lackluster week, I'm just going to say that right now. We're going to be covering Adam's Family, My Spy, Stuba, Kodak Black's Disrespectful Comments, Extremely Wicked and Shockingly Vile, Too Old to Die Young, Walking Dead spin-off, The Dead Don't Die as well, Dead to Me, a lot of death is quite weird, and sort of like replaceables is Morbius in Blade, and the reason why he was replaced, and Domino, and Rush Hour 4 versus Bad Boys for Life.
That's not a replaceable, bruv.
It is.
It's not.
Alright, the replaceable I'm saving up. I mean, like, it's quite a good one this week, so I'm actually happy.
What, Morbius?
No, it has nothing to do with vampires.
Okay.
Nothing to do with vampires.
Really. Okay.
But before we get into all of that...
I trust you.
Yeah. That's quite weird. I've never heard him say that. Redacted's usually not the trusting type. Okay, so Redacted's...
ETA.
With Redacted's full trust, I'm just going to get into my first situation of the week.
No.
My first situation was of the week was a crackhead that wouldn't leave a certain domicile. And it wasn't even that. It was the fact that the crackhead, who will be remain nameless mainly down to lack of name and, you know, niceties between myself and said gentleman.
No, and also he just likes to be known as crack.
No, when you say crack, he just gets excited.
Yeah.
With that being said, the actions that this guy decided to do, he says, I've got to get change first. Right?
Change or changed?
Changed first.
Okay.
The guy then proceeds to put clothes on top of his clothes.
So changed?
Changed.
That's what I said.
Changed. And I said to him, why don't you just do it outside? Because you're inside the building. Why don't you just do it outside or in the toilet or something?
Just didn't want to do it in public.
That's exactly his reason. I kid you not, sir. So I'm thinking, you're changing in front of everybody in a public place.
Yeah.
But you going outside and putting on clothes, no, that's too far.
Yeah, that's more public.
It's not more public.
I'm with the crackhead on this.
I'm not. It's like, who does that? Who, I mean, like, people on crack, obviously. But yeah. What the fuck? Really? But anyway, it didn't end well for the said gentleman anyway.
Did you punch him in the neck?
No, I didn't punch him in the neck. Although that is my advice that I've been given, to throat punch anybody that disrespects one's presence.
Yeah.
Especially in a...
Don't fuck with Sean, because he will punch you in the neck.
Only if I have to. And I
don't... On a whim, bruv.
No,
on a whim.
Not on a whim. Not on a whim.
Whimsically punching people in the neck.
Why would you do that? In general, why would you just go, right, I'm not a violent person.
Yeah, he says.
I'm not.
Honestly. Says every person who's ever punched someone in their life.
Yeah, I suppose, yeah. Somebody who has a tickle in their throat, maybe.
Yeah.
And
just let me clear that for you. Pow!
Oh, God. That's terrible, bro. Terrible, terrible behaviour. Anyway, so, situation ended in the usual sort of, like, fanfare of shouting and blue lights. So,
yep.
Great stuff.
Awesome.
Shout out to my man with the crack.
Just another day in the bits.
Mm. Other than that, the other dumb thing that I saw. Yeah, so the other dumb thing that I saw was. It wasn't even what I saw, it's what I heard.
Mm.
It was a dumb conversation. The conversation started off with, I quote, "I am going to the shop. Do you want anything?"
Yeah.
The person then replied, "I'm going to the shop as well."
Yeah.
So, just get me a Kit Kat.
What?
Not only was it confusing.
Yeah, it's a bit mixed signals there.
Exactly. It's like, so, what are we doing? What, we're going to two shops? You're not going to the same shop I'm going to?
That's my first thought.
That's what I thought. But I was thinking, why don't you just go together? Like, you're both leaving.
Yeah.
You know, and it's one of those ones where they were standing in the street as well. So I was literally, like, waiting for a bus.
Maybe the second one was going to the betting shop.
Maybe.
So there's no Kit Kats there.
Maybe. Or the shop is just some really cool place that I haven't heard of. Like a club or a pub, maybe. Or something like that.
Maybe, because I'm sure I heard of one called Sweet Shop.
I've heard of the Sweet Shop, and I've heard
Corner
of...
Corner Shop.
Corner Shop as well. And I've heard of the Job Centre.
Is that a club?
Yeah.
Jesus. Why would you do that? Why would you do that to people? Do people actually say out loud, "I'm going to the Job Centre"? No.
Well, this I would is never the thing. Say that. This is the thing. It's just like one of those taboo things. And it's an official lie. You know, like if somebody asks you where you're going, "I'm going to the Job Centre."
Yeah.
You are going to the Job Centre, but you're not going to the Job Centre. You're not getting a job. You're going to the Job Centre. Which is great.
Yeah.
So, speaking of great, how's your take on animation, sir? And classic adaptation to animation?
Classic adaptation to animation. Yeah, it's fine, I guess.
Okay. I tell you what is not fine. The Addams Family.
Oh, you're not feeling it?
No. I'm going to go with a strong no on this one.
I thought it was just me.
Strong no.
I thought it was just me.
Not only is it not as funny.
Yeah.
It's really, really, really not funny. But then saying that, the cast kind of leans away from the typical norm sort of thing. So you've got Bette Midler, you've got...
That might be where they went wrong.
Yeah. But to be honest with you, I don't think it's even the cast fault in this one. It's just the animation. It just looks spooky.
It does. I'm not feeling it.
It's like Frankenweenie had a charm to it.
Yep.
It was similar in sort of like how it looks, but it had a charm to it. This one just looks like an art student just went too crazy.
Yeah.
And then they were sort of like told to pick up the project again. And then as a result, they corporatized it. So it's like corporate art student, if that makes sense. That's the vibe I'm getting anyway. Just from that trailer. And it's a shame, really, because it should work well in animation.
Yeah, it should. I mean, it should be one of the easiest things to transfer between live action and animation. Like, it can work well.
I mean,
both worlds.
We had the animated TV series that worked. And when I'm seeing this, I'm struggling to figure out why it's not working. Maybe it's because it's like too Pixar-y or something like that.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's just too simple.
Yeah, I'm thinking.
Like the art style, the character design is just a bit too. I don't know. You just want something. I don't know. It's. I guess it's like simple, but also kind of clean at the same time.
Yeah, clean.
Like you want life
for pets is clean.
Yeah, you want your Addams Family to look a bit grubby. Like, not look grubby, but just feel kind of...
And I think that's what they went with to a certain degree, but it's like...
Yeah, but they made... It looks very clean grubby. It's very, like...
very cold.
Orchestrated, like, filth.
Yeah.
It's not, like, naturally just dirty. It's just...
I think what they should have gone for is just dark. So, more blacks.
Yeah. Yeah, it's quite bright.
And then, like, they've... Just basically got a lot of grey. And whereas, like, Addams Family was a black and white TV show, maybe go with a whole... I mean, like, it should have looked like Frank and Weenie.
Yeah.
It should have. But it's just looking straight up Weenie right now.
Yeah.
Straight up Weenie.
Straight weenie.
Yeah, so that's my take on that trailer. My Spy. With My Little Eye, something beginning with Dave Bautista.
Yep.
Obviously, he's got two films out, My Spy and Stuba. Stuba we'll be talking about later, but My Spy...
Not out, but coming out.
Yeah, coming out. Well, by the time this comes out, it'll be out.
Nah.
It does look like a summer film.
No, it looks like an after summer film.
Okay.
Actually, no, to be fair, no, it does look like a summer film. Like, something that's going to be on if you're not going to go see a superhero movie.
Oh, yeah. Endgame.
Yeah.
But everyone's going to watch Endgame.
Yeah, of course everyone's going to go watch Endgame, but what are you going to do the week after?
I suppose. If you really have to go to cinema,
yeah.
Watch Endgame again.
True.
There's going to be some stuff you miss.
True.
But yeah, My Spy.
I like it.
I like the concept, I just don't think... I mean, Stuba looks like the better film.
Yeah, it does. It does, because it doesn't have, like...
And I'm not too much of a
obviously,
Batista fan.
Obviously, My Spy is more leaning towards a younger audience.
Yeah.
And Stuba, like, the other way, like, leaning towards an older audience. So, naturally, you're going to say, yeah, it looks like a better film. Mm. But I like the look of both. Yeah, I like the look of Stuba more. Plus, like, you've got the added, you know, with Stuba, you have the added kind of draw of Kumail Nanjiani.
Mm.
So, there's that.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I like the look of both. I'm on board. On board.
Not on board with My Spy. At the moment, anyway. I'm on board. I need to see more.
I don't need to see more. I just watch it. If you see, there's nothing more to see, really. Like, it is what it is. Like,
I suppose. And speaking of spies and people with split personalities,
when Danny died for James Bond.
No. We're not doing that now. Ever again.
Hashtag
cancel redacted.
Danny Dial.
For
James Bond.
Terrible. So, extremely wicked and was it shockingly vile?
What is?
This is the Ted Bundy extravaganza with Zac Efron.
Oh, that.
He really is looking good in this role. I can't lie. He actually looks like Teddy.
Fine. I'll probably watch it, but it's not something I'm going to be excited for.
Well, I mean, they're not expecting to get excited. It's a Netflix film, isn't it?
Shots fired for no reason at Netflix.
No, I'm just saying Netflix is literally like the what can I call it, the VHS of what is movie and film now.
Yeah, but they're trying to break away from that. Obviously
they can't.
Why not?
It's an impossibility.
They won an Oscar.
Doesn't matter.
It matters.
Doesn't. It
does matter.
Doesn't.
Of course it matters.
No, it doesn't.
Nothing matters more than they got an Oscar.
Oh dear. Well, I mean, for me, this is my main gripe about shockingly vile.
Mm-hmm.
This is an Oscar winning performance.
Yeah, they'll probably get one.
Just saying, like, Efron actually has got because a lot of the time people...
It's ticking them Oscar boxes.
It's ticking Oscar boxes, like...
He's playing a real person.
Mm-hmm.
Physical transformation.
Mm-hmm. Convincing performance.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, this is the guy that was in High School Musical, bro.
I know, crazy, right? Crazy. Mm.
Crazy.
Who knew?
Well, I mean, like... His roster is mainly comedy. I think this is his first... I mean, I don't know whether or not they're having elements... I mean, it looks a lot more creepy than comedy.
Yeah.
So I don't know if they're... But in saying that, he had charm, he had wit, and he had, you know, the real-life Ted Bundy. So it is quite a... It's quite a good role for him, actually.
Yeah.
I mean, like, it's similar to something like Anthony Hopkins taking on Hannibal Lecter in regards to the level of criminal.
I guess.
Nah, I mean, obviously, Hannibal Lecter is false. But, because he didn't exist in real life. But, in regards to the level of psychological mind games that it would take for an actor to get into that role.
Yeah.
It's a lot. Speaking about a lot. This one's a difficult one, actually.
Is it?
Because me, I don't know, I like trolling and, you know, like, well, you especially, Redacted. I like winding you up. But there are lines
that... Doesn't happen.
Well. But there are lines that I will not cross.
Lies.
No. This is the new line, bro. Kodak Black is a rapper, if people don't know who he is.
His name is Kodak Black?
Yeah. From America.
He, did you say yes or no?
Yeah.
Do you know why his name is Kodak Black?
No. But in phonetic forms, it's Black Camera, so I would assume it's he's taking a photo of what he sees and rapping about it, hypothetically speaking.
Possibly.
Or he really likes pandas.
That makes sense.
Or bears.
What?
Yeah, either. This guy... In the wake of Nipsey Hussle's premature demise, because like he was cut way too short, he decides to attack. Well, not even attack.
Was there an attack?
It's weird. It's weird because like it's not like he's like trying to draw Lauren London, but the fact that he's saying it,
yeah,
it's like, what are you doing? You know what I mean? Like, some things are better left unsaid.
Yeah.
And that was one of them.
It was just a bad joke.
Yeah, but you don't joke about stuff like that. Fair enough.
It's just too soon.
That is it. It's like...
That's why he's a rapper and not a comedian.
Well, this is another thing as well. Like, I reckon a lot of our favourite rappers... Are controversial. No. Controversially.
Yeah.
Would have said a lot worse shit than... this Kodak Black would have ever done, but it's because of the outlets that he has.
I don't think so.
Nah, like, I'm just thinking of like the level of ignorance like in the 90s compared to now, like, and then if you was to throw them like into that sort of fire.
Nah, like, man, I disagree. I want to disagree because, you know, like, if you're gonna say something like that, you're gonna at least let a little bit of time go past.
Well, this is
you're not gonna be saying it like a week later.
You would usually.
Yeah.
But it's like instantaneous, like, how can I put it? Like, when other celebrities die,
yeah,
or, you know, people just in general die, whatever, if you didn't like the person or if you had a thing about the person, you could say it in your peer group,
yeah,
and then it wouldn't be as bad.
Yeah.
But it's the equivalent of somebody, like, a week... I mean, how can I put it? There's more to be caught out with nowadays with this internet thing, Majee. Because there may have been, like, the same person that's in the hood that saw...
Like, where did he say this?
He said it online.
Yeah, but then you can't say, oh, well...
I mean, don't get twisted. Sympathy for the devil. That's all I'm doing at the moment. Or playing devil's advocate. What he did was just stupid and, like, disrespectful, to say the least. But, is it anything more obtuse than what people would say about the people? It's just that his one was on broadcast. No, it's not, unfortunately, because people are dicks. But, I mean, you can even see it. I mean, like...
Nah, you can't really compare the two because, like, what I'm going to say to you or you, like, and a couple of dudes in private is different to what I'm going to say on a social media platform.
But you got to think of it. I mean, like, me, I haven't really...
It's not like you'd be like, oh, well, I only expected my friends to see this. It's, you knew what you're doing.
Well, you don't. This is the thing.
Do, man. You do.
Now, when you get...
We're too late in the game for people to be calling ignorance on certain shit.
Nah. My whole
Especially if you're already at a certain level. Like, if I'm saying it on my Twitter or whatever,
yeah,
that's one thing. Mm. I can maybe plead ignorance and be like, well... You know, I've only got 2 followers. I wasn't really expecting anyone else to see it.
Mm.
I can say that. Mm. But surely, like, this guy can't say that.
Yeah, to a certain degree.
I mean, like, certain degree, just my yes.
My whole thing is, if you're living a life at the top, i.e. the upper echelon, you're going to be privy to a lot of drugs, a lot of drink, a lot of, you know, party behaviour.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that contributed to Kodak Black's comment, whether or not he was drunk or he was, like, inebriated or whatever. But the reality is, if he wasn't recording it, somebody else would have. Because he's a celebrity, quote-unquote.
Maybe. Yeah, but then at least you'll have the, you'll be able to say, like, well, I didn't say this for everybody. It wasn't for public consumption. Mm. It was between me and my friends and someone recorded it.
Mm.
You know, like, we're in private, we can joke.
Mm. Well, I don't think, I mean, like, personally, I don't think that one's funny anyway. I mean, there's certain things I laugh at, but...
I mean, it doesn't, it's, I mean, it's not funny.
I mean, it's savage.
It's something I've heard before.
Yeah, it's savagery, isn't it? It's just, it's like toxic savagery that... Some guys have, you know, like, between, you know, locker room talk. That's But yeah, it's just, I don't know, bruv.
It's not original or smart.
Yeah, definitely. It's not.
Like, if you're going to say something like that, at least be clever.
I think he was trying to be.
Yeah, but you don't be clever by recycling someone's
shit. A woman that fine shouldn't be left alone.
Yeah, I've definitely heard that before.
Yeah, but
he's definitely stole that from somebody.
Yeah, but this is the thing. Like, if it's stolen or not, just don't do it.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, if it, at least if it was original, you could be like, yeah.
I mean, I think it's because of the way that Nipsey Hussle died.
Yeah.
Because obviously, like, this generation, that is the equivalent of, say, a Tupac shooting or something like that. It's obviously somebody that was in the sort of, like, framework.
Is it? Is it?
I don't know. See, this is all another thing. Is it? It's like, I don't even want to touch on it because...
I don't think so. Because I didn't know who he was till he got shot.
I knew who he was.
I didn't.
Only because he done a song called Fuck Donald Trump.
Nice.
Yeah, so... I mean...
Maybe that, it's Donald Trump getting his own back.
Maybe, maybe. My whole thing about it, I mean, from a conspiracy point of view, a lot of people saying that, oh, it's just a gang-related thing, which I believe it was.
I believe it was Trump. It was the Trump administration.
Maybe. Make it seem like some black guys did it.
Yeah.
Wouldn't make sense. But then saying that, it's the work that this guy done, he done work. Like, he was, like, setting up businesses, doing conferences, he's doing all sorts of stuff. And it was, like, all positive. But then saying that, you know, the way that you're written in history isn't, or, you know, in your real life, isn't what you want. Like, you're not going to get the highlight reel finish, if that makes sense. All the time. I mean, like, whether or not he was sort of, like, involved in some form of, like, criminal activity or, you know, somebody from his past or, you know, I don't know what the ins and outs...
Donald Trump.
I don't know what the ins and outs of the whole situation were, but, yeah, it's like... I don't know. Why would it happen... I mean, like, why does it happen, like, full stop, but why would it happen at this particular junction in time? Like, you put it down to luck or fate or whatever.
Yeah.
But it does seem a bit too convenient, like, I ain't gonna lie.
Really?
Yeah, I raised an eyebrow because, like, it's like he was getting everything together, but then saying that, it only takes one person to have a disagreement with you, isn't it? So, and, yeah. My thoughts go out, well, thoughts and prayers. That's the most you can do on the internet nowadays. Thoughts and prayers go out to anybody that was affected by his passing, I guess. I think that's a classy thing to do.
Yeah, finally.
Ye of little faith. Alright, so I'm going to...
You're mistaken, sir.
Hmm?
You're mistaken, zero faith.
Zero faith, okay. Now I'm back on track. So yeah, other than the somber moment, yeah, so... Do you joke about everything apart from that, I guess?
I think you can joke about it. Don't even, like, I just think it was too soon. Like, yeah. But you can definitely joke about that shit.
I mean, you can joke about the Kodak Black situation, how he's going to get his ass kicked.
Maybe, but you can also joke about a dead man's missus.
Not dead man's missus. That's a hip hopper. Like, you could do it about any other sort of, like, genre. Like, if it's country, nah, western.
That, man. What, yeah. What? Why did he get a pass?
I'm just saying, like, I don't know. It's like the disrespects in a different echelon sort of thing. I'm not saying that, you know, Holier Than Thou and all that stuff doesn't come into it, but it's like, it depends what sort of genre of music you grew up with. Like,
I don't think it does.
I think it does. Yeah, you've got to take it more seriously. Like, if you're a hip-hopper, and say, for example, a hip-hop artist dies, and a hip-hop artist has a really fine wife, which usually goes to the territory.
Yeah.
That missus is now single.
Yeah.
Although, one thing I will say is that, stemming back from the
better than single.
She's widowed. Now, oh god, that was the first one. But in saying that,
I'm just saying.
You know, in regards to the whole echelon of this whole, you know, things you can say, things you can't say.
Yeah,
it's like, it's a lot, bruv. Like, I mean, me personally, live and let live and all that stuff.
Uh-huh.
It's easy to make fun of somebody if they're alive and they're well and they're okay.
Yeah.
It's easy to do that.
Yeah, but he wasn't making fun of him.
Huh?
He wasn't making fun of him.
Yeah, it's just the savage behaviour of it all, though.
It's not that savage. It's just too soon, bruv. It's just too soon. It's too soon, plus, like, the circumstances.
Yeah.
If, like, I don't know, like, he died a different way, it wouldn't have seemed as bad. But unfortunately, you know, that wasn't the case.
Bro.
Unfortunately, that wasn't the case. It's just too soon. I think it was just too soon. Otherwise, like, it wasn't even funny. But if you want to make a joke, make a joke.
I don't know. I think in general.
Yeah. In general, if you want to make a joke.
Yeah, but just don't pull it on the internet.
Yeah.
Like, that sort of joke you don't put on the internet. In this climate, in this heat, nah, don't do it. Only because it's nonsensical. Like, in this world of outrage, which we live in, you know, there's a couple of things that you can't really joke about. You can't can't really joke about dead people that can't defend themselves.
You can.
You can't.
You can't.
Apart from Jimmy Savile. Yeah, he's the only one. You can't joke about rape.
I mean,
subjectively, anyway.
You can.
You're a scumbag.
You can.
You're a scumbag.
You can. Just jokes. Just jokes.
And you can't really joke about... Oh, you could probably joke about paedophilia, but...
Oh, why is that okay, but rape is not?
I don't know.
I mean, it's still a form of rape.
That's another one as well.
What?
When is it... When does the line cross from paedophilia to rape?
When there's an act.
But that's what I'm saying. All of it's rape,
any
right?
sexual act.
Yeah, but all of it's rape. So what counts as paedophilic rape?
With a child. A minor.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
But all of it's rape, right? So what is the...
I'm not an expert. I don't know. But yeah, you'd assume so.
Yeah, so why is it that people get less years for paedophilism than rapism?
Again, I'm not an expert. So I can neither
considering
confirm
paedophilia
or
has
deny.
Long-lasting effects over somebody's life, which they then have to live afterwards.
Yeah, but then also does rape.
That's what I'm saying, but one's younger than the other. And technically, I mean, I know this is kind of controversial. If it is done to a child, they should get more years.
Why?
Because it's more wrong.
Why? No, not why. I'm just thinking out, why are we talking about this again? Like, almost every episode, you managed to bring it round to paedophilia.
No.
Like, how is this happening again?
I didn't do the last episode, brother.
Oh, wow. One episode. We got a week off.
Yeah, of course. Okay, 2 weeks off, actually. I didn't mention it in 2 episodes.
That's probably bullshit.
Yeah. It's not, bruv. It's facts. Nah. You can use the ways of the internet to.
In any case, whether it's 1 week off or 2 weeks off, this shit is coming up too often.
This shit's up in the ether, bruv.
Huh?
This shit is up in the ether.
It's not no.
It's not me.
No, it is me. You. There's a definite common denominator in this. And, like, when I'm running the show, this shit don't get brought up.
Lies, bruv.
It's not lies.
Lies.
It's not lies.
You're the one that brought up fucking Rolf Harris, bruv. Rolf Harris in the fucking, in the school.
Because, yeah, exactly. I'm letting people know, man's out and about, innit, and looking at schools. I'm doing a public justice, bruv.
Me as well.
Nah. Me you're just talking well. About it randomly and just about it. Like, I'm specifically targeting one person to let people know what's going on.
Whatevs.
Huh?
Whatevs.
Not whatevs. It's not whatevs.
Anyway, I've actually got a decent
public
segue.
Service.
I've got a decent segue.
You don't even know what one is.
Basically, Too Old to Die Young is a trailer I saw.
Yeah.
And I would say meh. It's very meh.
Is that the one with Bill Murray?
Mm-mm. That's The Dead Don't Die.
Oh. What was Too Old to Die? I don't think I saw it.
Yeah?
I don't think I saw it.
Hmm. It wasn't great. Yeah. Anyway.
What's it about?
From what I understand, it's like, oh god, it was just a weird one. It's like an art housey one. I watched it straight after Domino, so I'm not too sure which one's which. I know Domino's got Guy Pearce in it.
Yeah.
But Too Old to Die Young. No, Too Old to Die Young is the. It's about cartels.
Okay. This is what happens when you don't take proper notes.
Oh, bruv, waves. I took notes. I took notes and I've done research. Just not great
proper,
research.
Proper notes.
Proper notes. Okay, define what proper notes are.
Bruv, I'll show you proper notes.
Proper notes?
Yeah.
Yeah, you show me proper notes. I'm going to take a photo and I'm going to tweet that shit. And then, like, people are going to say, is that proper notes? And they'll be like, what the
they'll
fuck
like,
is
yes.
that? No, be like, what is Redacted doing?
Yes, he
Redacted's
is fucking
proper notes. Lies, bro. So, speaking about stuff that's dead, as it were, Walking Dead is doing a new
show. Is that it? I don't even know what this film's about.
Well, I mean, I don't want to say what it is because I watched Domino. I mean, like, this one I know is about cartels.
Yeah.
And about a couple families and a couple people going back and forth in between it. But
who's in it?
Oh, God. This is the thing. I only took notes of the one that's in Guy Pearce's. Guy Pearce. So
I'm saying, bruv. Proper notes.
Shut up. To die young.
See, proper notes. You'd have all this information right
there. I've got the internet. Why would I have to?
Right there. Because you're looking stuff up like a caveman. Like, you could have
what
it in front of you.
Mm.
You could have it in front of you. Live, ready. Boom. Like, who's in the film? Boom, this person. Who's the director? Boom, this person. What's it about? Boom. Information. That's what this is about. Information.
Oh, God. Okay, so this one I can't actually find because there's another film with Brad Pitt.
It's supposed to be just Baby Bird in this shit.
I'll baby bird your Ross Clark neck in
this is what I mean. Hear from the man who said, I'm not a violent man. But what's all you hear is violence
bruv,
and threats of violence.
Bruv, I'll put your neck in a cage.
See
and,
what I'm
and
saying?
Put it in the freaking coal mine.
That's what I have to deal with. That's what I have to deal with.
So I'm going about my business and mine some diamonds.
Yeah, see? I'm the non-violent one. This guy's crazy.
Lies, bruv, lies.
It's crazy.
Walking Dead spin-off.
Yeah, Walking Dead spin-off, what's up? 10 episodes.
And it's not Fear the Walking Dead, there's something else, right?
No, yeah, it's something else.
Second spin-off.
A second spin-off. They want to have, like, a Walking Dead all the year round. There's going to be, like, only two or three months where there's no Walking Dead product on TV.
It's disgusting.
That's what it is, man. That's what it is. I think it's going to be set in A city.
A city? Maybe not a non-American one?
Yes. Like a London?
Hey, I'll star in freaking Walking Dead London. I won't.
Can you act?
Yeah. Got a year of theatre under my belt.
Yeah, start talking to your agent, boy, because... Yeah. I think it's meant to be coming out next year, so that means they're going to be filming it this year.
So that means they're going to be doing castings, maybe.
Yep. Yeah. Yuppadoodie.
Yep. I can do that.
Always said they should do Walking Dead London.
But the problem with the Walking Dead London, as horrible as it sounds, I don't think the drama will be there.
Why not?
We ain't got guns.
So? The drama is heightened.
Have you played...
The drama is heightened.
Have you played a game called Zombie U?
No.
Zombie?
No.
Yeah, Zombie.
Yeah.
On the Wii U?
No.
It's also on the Xbox. It's done by Ubisoft.
Okay.
Basically, it's a zombie outbreak in London, and your character, once it dies, it doesn't come back as the same character.
Okay, I've heard of that.
Diabolical, bro. But that's how I reckon it'll be. In regards to just London,
to be honest, that's just a random whatever. You don't need guns. Mm. One, you don't need guns.
You do.
Two, no, it's better if guns are scarce.
Yeah.
Two, like, you can find the odd gun around somewhere.
Alright.
There's so places.
As horrible as it sounds, right?
Yeah.
How long do you reckon that the zombie apocalypse would be over quicker in London than it'll be in the US?
Well, it's bigger. The US is bigger. So if you want to say, like, you know, like the whole of US, then of course not.
Yeah. But, okay, so let's see state, right? Let's put London up against the state. So Washington,
D.C. Yeah, but what state, yeah, and again, like, they're all massive. Like, what state is going to be the size of London?
I think Boston is the size of London.
You think or you
no,
know?
No, the size of the UK, actually, isn't it?
See, there you go. There you go.
Yeah, fair enough.
But,
I reckon we'll get...
There's interesting things you could do in a small city. Like, it's...
Not really the whole of the UK, really.
I guess.
And we did have 28 weeks later. But, and Shaun of the Dead.
Small city.
I don't know.
Yeah, but Shaun of the Dead is like in a little like town.
No, it's but it's all like over. It's all over.
It is, but you don't see all over. You just see a little town.
Yeah, I suppose. Apparently, this is one of the controversial things I've heard. Shaun of the Dead and Hot Fuzz are set in the same universe.
Aren't they all meant to be in the same universe?
Yeah, and World's End.
Yeah. Mm. But yeah, the only other thing I know about this Walking Dead spin-off is two female protagonists. Why are you so sexist?
I'm not sexist.
You are, man. Talk about toxic masculinity. Like, no. You hear two females, you're like, ugh.
No. It's just this whole Walking Dead thing. We've already had... It's not. About,
yeah, but you weren't making that noise until you...
You can't lead it with... two people. It has to be a family of some kind. Otherwise, people just don't give a shit.
No, but like, they'd be the main characters. It's not like it would just be there's them no and stakes. No one else. It's of course like, there is.
There's no stakes, bro.
Of course there's stakes.
It's not stakes.
Yeah, man.
So, two girls on a college trip. What the fucking do?
Maybe that's how it starts, and maybe by episode 10 there's more people. Look at the first season of Walking Dead. It was mostly just Rick.
So that's set in London.
What?
Two girls.
Well, we don't know. That was called speculation.
Speculation, yeah.
We don't know, but the only thing I do know is it's 10 episodes, two female protagonists. Don't know if it's new characters or it could be previously seen characters.
I reckon it's going to be previously seen characters because that just works a lot better. It's the only reason why I fear The Walking Dead is still on the TV. Yeah. Fear the Walking Dead got saved by Morgan, bro.
Maybe. I mean, I wouldn't really know because I wasn't watching it. But, I don't know. Maybe. Or maybe one of them will be previous character and another one will be brand new character.
I don't know. Speaking about previous character and brand new character, Dead to Me. Bill Murray and Kylo Ren.
That's not what it's called.
No, sorry, that's another one. Dead Don't Die. Dead to me is the other one. That's the other segue I'm going into. Shimmy Shammer, Shimmy Shimmy, yay.
Yeah, no.
So yeah, Dead Don't Die. Kylo Ren and Bill Murray back at it again with this zombie shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
On board.
I am as well, but I don't know. I know that Bill Murray played himself in Zombieland and died, but I would have preferred him in Zombieland too.
Why? He died?
As a zombie.
What? Do you want to see him in Zombieland 2 as a zombie?
And the zombies that are in this are reminiscent to... what's that? Do you remember Night of the Living Dead?
Vaguely.
Well, basically, they're kind of reminiscent to that type of zombie, if you're a zombie aficionado. So,
I'm not.
So they are zombies, but with human fadeaways in their memories.
Yeah.
Which I think is good.
Is it? I mean, it works with this premise. I wouldn't care for that in a serious zombie movie.
I don't think it's intended as a serious zombie movie.
No, it's not. That's why I said it works for this premise. Yeah. If you pay attention, you might learn something.
Never. Not from Redacted.
Of course not, just pure ignorance. So, yeah, it works in this context. Like I said, I wouldn't care for it in a serious zombie movie, if there is any such thing.
I think the main thing I liked about it was... actually, Dead to Me is a TV series, it's a Netflix thing, but it's a TV series.
Do you even know how to segue, bro?
No, sorry. I was just not listening to what you're saying.
Yeah, of course you weren't.
Yeah, I mean, like, zombies, anyway.
You know, you're not disrespecting me, you're just disrespecting your own show.
I'm not disrespecting my own show. I'm disrespecting the notion in which you believe that your type of show, when you actually come back on air, is going to be better than this.
It's just going to edge it.
You know, the only reason why we can actually hear you in this episode is because I've got the mic literally on your lips.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. No. It's terrible stuff, bro.
No, it's because you blew the dust off your equipment.
I blew the dust off my equipment. It ain't my equipment, bro. It's Bradley's and fucking Jermaine's. Can't fuck me anyway. So, Dead to Me, Christina Applegate. So, swing, misdoing a thing.
Exactly. That's what I'm talking about. Fuck them.
No, this is it.
Dead Katie Holmes, bruv.
Jane. Oh, shut up, bruv. Linda Cardellini.
This is a real woman.
Shut up. Linda Cardellini.
Yeah.
Cardellini. James Marsden.
Yeah.
Ed Asner. And Mike Jenkins.
Yeah.
Star in a... I think it's more of a comedy.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
So it's like... It's quite dark, though, so...
What is it about?
Just getting there.
Is it about zombies again?
I don't think it's about zombies.
Good. There's too many zombie films going on.
No, that's fine.
Nah, it's like...
You can never have too many zombies.
You can. Two, it's like zombies are having a resurgence before they even like went away. Like, they've not gone away
yet.
Zombies don't die.
Well, anyway, so Dead to Me... it's a tightly wound widow. Actually, I could have segued from the friggin' one. Oh my god!
I know you're. We know you're bad at this. Carry on.
So it's about a widow and a lady who's around her, and she's just nuts.
Okay.
I think
totally makes sense.
But she doesn't know that she's nuts. If that makes sense.
I had that also missing. Mm-hmm.
And that's that, really. Methinks.
Yeah.
So yeah, Christina Applegate's head in the car, so I reckon it'll be worth a shot of watching it.
Oh, hell yeah.
So yeah. Speaking of things that are
apples.
Dead.
Speaking of apples.
Speaking of things that are dead.
Yeah.
Morbius.
What about Morbius?
I know a little bit more about Morbius.
The film?
Yeah.
Really?
I know a little bit of controversial tidbits of information.
So not about the film.
Basically, Morbius.
Yeah.
His first outing was meant to be in Blade 2.
Are you sure Blade 2?
Yeah. And then DeToro basically took over, because remember they swapped directors on Blade 1 and Blade 2. And then DeToro basically bounced on Blade 3, and then we had Blade Trinity, and then it was a mess.
Who directed Blade, First Blade?
First Blade, I can't remember his name actually, I'll double check it.
See, this is what I'm talking about, proper notes. You take proper notes. Bruv,
if you knew it, you should have said it, yeah?
I'm not saying exactly. I don't recall.
Shut up.
I don't recall off the top of my head.
Which is why I asked you,
but roles reversed, this is something that I would have noted down, because it's a question that could come up. This is what I'm talking about. Okay. Proper note taking.
Do you know who the director
is? Why would I ask if I knew?
Do you know?
Look, I'm not like you. I'm not trying to troll you. I'm just saying.
You sure?
Yes, I'm just saying.
I've got the information here because I've got the internet.
Okay.
Stephen Norrington.
Yeah, I never would have pulled that.
Exactly. Neither would have I. So don't expect me to be superhuman. Yeah.
I'm not asking you to be superhuman. I'm saying that if you were taking proper notes.
So anyway,
these are things that you would put in your proper
Mr.
notes.
So Mr. Norrington didn't do the sequel to Blade. Yeah. It's given to a young Guillermo del Toro.
Okay.
And yeah.
I don't think he was ever young.
You reckon? No, it was younger than it was now.
I mean, doubt it. Yeah. He's probably the same age.
That's crazy. It's crazy.
Pretty sure he's a vampire.
He's not a vampire.
But he's a good one. He's one of the good ones.
Fair enough. Yeah. Well, we assume he is.
That's true. He could be doing some dark stuff in private. Exactly.
I mean, anybody that made Pan's Labyrinth is subject to, you know, scrutiny of dark arts.
Yeah.
So the rumour was that the second baddie was going to be Morbius.
Mm.
And there's actually deleted footage. If you've got the DVD. Or if you have,
I have DVD.
access to the internet.
I have the DVD. I've never seen it.
Well, the deleted scene is him with his dead alive mother. With spoiler alert, if you haven't watched Blade 1, his mum dies.
Yeah, full of incest.
Oh God! Well, attempted incest.
I mean, does it have to happen for it to be incest, or do you? Like, I mean, you know, the intent is enough, surely, right? She intended incest, so I still say she was full of incest.
I don't know. Anyway, that was a weird one. Wesley Snipes fucking his mum. This is gross.
No, but you say that like it happened. It didn't happen. She just looked like she was up for
basically,
it.
Somehow she survives.
Yeah.
She's on the rooftop with Blade.
Doesn't make sense, because she definitely did not survive.
Well, there's an alternative motion of events. And then Morbius is on the opposite roof, sort of thing. Like, he's announced, he's like, so what are you going to do now? Well, I'm okay, I don't need no cure. I never felt better.
Mm.
And then he then looks to the right, and then she says, well, looks like you've got work to do still. And then it's just a guy in a duster, blue hair.
Are you sure it was his mum and not that doctor woman?
Maybe the doctor woman.
Because that does sound like the end of Blade, but, you know, his mum wasn't in that scene.
Maybe, actually, I don't think it was his mum. I can't remember that film anyway. It's either his mum or that doctor woman.
Notes, bruv. Notes. Talking about.
No, I haven't seen Blade in a while, so you can't expect me to remember.
Yeah, but obviously you got this new information from somewhere.
I just got it from the internet, bruv. And all they do is show you pictures.
Okay. Alright, allow you on that one. Maybe proper notes wouldn't have
helped. Yeah, it's
the
doctor woman. So Dr. Karen.
Yeah. How do you know now?
Internet.
Yeah, but what? Does it say it is, or...?
Yeah, she looks a lot different in the photo, but, you know, it's definitely that woman.
Like, reading and proper notes, this is what you want to, like, focus on for the next episode.
Here was his, So his mum was Selma Laughlin. Oh yeah, Tracy Lords was in that shit as well, wasn't it?
Who the fuck is Tracy Lords?
Oh, she was that porno actress.
Don't know.
Segue.
Who was she in Blame?
She was Raquel.
I don't know which one that was.
I think she must have been a miscellaneous vampire.
Is there a picture of her?
Yeah, well, she looks a lot
different. Oh, is she the blonde one?
No, she wasn't blonde then, she had dark hair. Anyway.
I think she was the blonde one.
Yeah, maybe she was.
Well, she had like blonde, like slick back hair.
Basically, that young lady
was
an illegal porn star.
What the fuck is illegal porn?
She was claiming that she was 18 and she was actually 16. Every single body got done. Everybody got done. All of these like people that actually had reputable careers before checked her ID and all that stuff.
I mean, it's porn. I don't know about how reputable it is.
Either. She ruined a lot of lives, and then she decided to become a TV star.
Yeah.
And a lot of men sort of were caught like beating off, thinking that this girl was like really hot and 18.
Yeah.
And she wasn't. I mean, that's indirect paedophilia.
Accidental.
Yeah, accidental paedophilia. I don't think there's such a thing.
I mean, there has to be, right?
I mean, that must be. That counts.
Yeah.
Not that I'm trying to sort of get the subject back onto paedophilia, but...
Of course not. I noticed, it's your favourite subject, bruv.
But I noticed Tracy Lords was there, so I thought, interesting segue. So Morbius. So that's Morbius. Yeah. Now...
Yeah, well, I hate that. I'm glad they didn't do it.
Jesus. Well, I'm not too sure. I mean, like, I think that the Ripper was technically Morbius.
Nah, he wasn't. Of course he wasn't.
Technically he was.
Nah, he's nothing like Morbius.
Explain how.
He's nothing like Morbius.
Instead, he had degenerative disease.
Right? Yeah.
He was looking for a cure.
Was he? No, he just wanted revenge on his father.
And revenge on his father for outcasting
him. Yes. And making him into a shit monster. Nothing like Morbius.
And Morbius is just that, but more sad, right?
Well, the disease, yes. Sad, yes. And that's about it.
Mm. Just that. So yeah, you got that. So, Domino...
And he wasn't turning people into, like, vampire zombies.
Well, don't hold your breath, because vampire zombies is probably what he's going to be turning people into in the new one.
What, Morbius? Mm. Nah. That's not a Morbius thing. That's what I'm saying. It can't be, like, a shit version of Morbius.
Mm. Anyway. That's Blade 2 versus, the original Blade 2. So yeah, on to Domino. Domino. Now, Guy Pearce.
Yep.
Looks quite film noir-y.
Yeah.
Looks okay. However, I had no idea what was going on in that trailer.
No.
None.
No. Something, CIA, something. That's literally what I got.
Yeah. I got more from Stuber than I did from that one.
Yeah. Yeah, but I'd assume Stuber's coming out first, which is why you get a little bit more from the trailer, and they didn't really give you much from the other one.
But even so, from a trailer, like, we didn't... I mean, like, fair enough, I'm not expecting a lot from a trailer. I'm expecting some mystery, but...
No, I want something that gets me in the door. Mm. And if you're going to make a little film with Jaime Lannister and... What's the Jaime Lannister one, right?
Jaime
Lannister and Guy Pearce. I just need a little bit more of a nudge. Don't get it twisted.
Both are great actors. However,
yeah, I just don't have all the time in the world to see every piece of crap that comes out.
And I just need a trailer that actually shows me what's going on.
Yeah.
I mean, there was a black guy, got his hair shaved. Yeah. That's all I can tell you, really.
He killed Jaime Lannister's partner.
Yeah.
Escaped out the window. Jaime Lannister also jumped out the window. Mm-hmm. They both fell and didn't die. They fell like Assassin's Creed style
into a cart. Yeah.
This one was full of tomatoes instead of hay.
Nice.
And the black guy got up, and Jamie Lannister fell unconscious and didn't get killed. So
maybe the black guy landed on him.
Maybe. I mean, he looked like he landed next to him, but you know,
some people are built.
But I just thought, like, well, he just killed his partner. Like, why? Like, he could just kill him as well and make sure he doesn't get followed. But I guess, like, he thought unconscious was good enough. And then next thing, he's with some other dudes, and they're, like, shaving his head.
Maybe he gets killed per, like, money per body that he kills.
Then why didn't kill another one, then?
Because he wasn't paid to kill that one.
Yeah, but I think he just wanted to escape.
Yeah, I suppose.
But yeah, just... I'm not fully sold. It depends on the circumstances of this film's release. Like, if it's like, it comes out 2 weeks in like a November or something like that.
A dead month, yeah.
I probably won't have time to catch it. Like, it's who knows.
Dear,
who knows? Hopefully, we get another trailer or like,
yeah. We just need more information on this one.
Something comes out. Jamie Lannister does a what do you call it? Interview or some shit.
Yeah, explains
a little bit about who his character is and what the fuck he's about.
Oh my god.
But yeah, there's, you just got a lot of stuff with no real context. Trailer. Yeah. I'm gonna say this is a bad trailer. I've never said this on this podcast before, but I'm gonna say that's a bad trailer.
The film doesn't look bad.
The film doesn't look bad, but the trailer does not necessarily make me want to go see the film.
And doesn't tell me anything.
No.
At all.
No.
Because, like, at first I thought I was being harsh with it.
Yeah.
And then I thought, no, what do I actually know about this film? I know nothing.
No, nothing.
Like, I like Stuba. Stuba's pretty much straight cut. Yeah. Stuba, guy jumps into the back of an Uber after ordering it because he's back up or whatever, isn't around.
No. It's, remember, we spoke about it a couple of weeks ago. It's like he recently got LASIK. I don't know why he had LASIK in the middle of a case, or like why he had LASIK and then he's back on the job before his eyes have settled. But basically he can't see properly because, or he can't drive because he can't see properly because he just had LASIK. So that's why he's in the Uber.
And that's the reason why his eyes are a bit messed up.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's why he's very squinty.
Squinty. For Dave Bautista, that is an achievement.
Yeah.
I didn't realise his eyes would get even more squinty.
I don't think anyone did.
Exactly.
And that's what they call acting.
Yeah. Now all he has to do is nod his head to the side, doesn't it?
Yes.
And he's full-blown George Clooney.
Yeah, callback to a couple of weeks ago.
Right, definitely. See, I'm about that life, see?
Yeah, maybe, sometimes.
Definitely. Alright, so speaking of callbacks, Rush Hour 4 versus Bad Boys for Life. Which one are you more anticipating for?
This is like, what am I looking forward to? You know, like, dry piece of bread or dry piece of bread.
No, dry piece of bread or dry piece of toast. They're both different enough to know, like, that they're different things, but
yeah,
they are the same thing, ultimately.
Yeah, toast is burnt bread.
Now, this is another thing. I don't believe in that analogy. Toast is not burnt bread. Toast is, if anything, cooked bread.
Bread is already cooked bread, bruv.
No,
it's already cooked.
No, bread is...
It's already cooked. What is it if you cook it more?
Oh, dear.
Burnt bread, bruv.
It's not meant to be about this. We have to get out of this analogy, because I can see this going south. Right? We've come a long way.
Yep.
We don't need to argue and insult each other the way that we usually do. So, Bad Boys for Life.
Yeah.
I've never been excited about this.
Yeah. Bad Life, Bad Boys for Life with a 3 at the end.
If anything...
Instead of an E. I must stress that.
I cannot emphasize enough my disgust with the 3 E. Whatever.
It doesn't even make sense.
It doesn't make sense. And apparently they've got a 4 as well.
No, I don't think it's a number 4. It's just a regular written 4. But like...
Oh, God.
You've got a 4 in the title. Like, you're just making it confusing because when you say it, it still sounds like 4. Like, it's weird.
Like the fourth one. It should, like, that's the name that you give for the fourth one.
Well, they know they're not going to make it, so that's why.
It's terrible.
I don't know. I guess. Gun to my head.
Oh, God,
what?
Talk about callbacks. Gun to your head, gun to your dick.
Yeah.
Make a decision.
This has to be Bad Boys. As much as I hate the name, I just think it has to be Bad Boys. I think Bad Boys has the potential to have a little bit more in the tank in terms of what you haven't seen already. And it's got the potential to be a, you know, at least a watchable action film.
See,
And I don't think Rush Hour has that.
I don't think Rush Hour has either
of those things.
Well, my controversial decision on this one, gun to my head, gun to my dick, is Rush Hour 4.
Oh my God, how? One, it's the fourth one.
Yeah, which is never good.
One ahead, so...
but for me, how can I pull it? The potential of Rush Hour 4, rather than going with a reboot, because that's what a lot of people are doing, they're going with reboots and blah, 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 I reckon the passing of the torch for the Rush Hour series would be amazing.
No.
Yeah.
I don't think so. I also think that, you know, how many more I'm black, you're Asian jokes are there left that we haven't heard?
How many I'm black, rich, you're... black poor jokes can we hear from Bad Boys?
Yeah, but they don't. There's not that many. Like, if you actually watch
the worst thing about Bad Boys is that they have the same job and then they do it in the same area, but yet one gets paid more than the other.
He doesn't get paid more.
He does, bruv.
No, his family was rich. Like, his family has money. They've always had money. And it's just that if you want to say what's more believable or what's less believable is the fact that they went to school together or whatever. Like, if he's more well off, they probably, and Martin Lawrence's family was poor, then they probably wouldn't have gone to the same school. That you can say, but they don't get paid differently. It's just that he's got money, like he has trust fund money, and you know, he's a cop because he wants to be a cop.
I just disagree with the whole notion of the Bad Boys relationship.
Why?
I just don't think it's believable. I can more believe Carter and Lee. Because of this, it's a victim of circumstance.
Yeah.
You know, we've got this Chinese person that's running amok in Chinatown in America. We need you to babysit him.
Yeah, but they're bros.
Nah, they're bros. Russia.
No, I'm not talking about Russia. I'm talking about...
Bad Boys.
Bad Boys, yeah. They're bros. That's why. They're bros.
It doesn't make any sense.
What? Why
it
not?
It makes as much sense as Bulletproof. That's as fucked up as it's gone now. Don't you remember that shitty series that we covered with...
I didn't see it.
Actually,
I still never watched it.
It's terrible, bruv. It's terrible.
I didn't watch it.
It's a terrible series.
But
yeah, I mean, like, in regards to that anyway...
They're bros. It makes sense that they're friends. Like you said, they're doing the same job in the same city. There's that camaraderie. One's always getting the other one in trouble. The other one's always getting the other one out of trouble. You know, they have that like codependent relationship.
Yeah, I'm not saying that's the wrong thing.
But you're saying it's not believable.
No, it's not. Like, not as believable.
You're not brought into the friendship.
Not brought into the friendship, and I believe the Carter and Lee thing where they are forced into that situation. And on top of that, the girls are better looking in Rush Hour.
No, because
yes, because
no.
They are. The girls are a lot more better looking.
One. It's not more believable because yes, they got forced together, blah 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 blah. But as soon as Lee goes home and Carter goes back to his job, like they're not texting, they're not like IMing, they're not sending each other emails. Like their friendship done, it's over.
Yeah, and then in number two, they're forced to work to each other again.
Only because Carter was on holiday in China,
in Hong Kong.
Okay, fine.
It's more of a grey area. It's more of a grey area, that one.
Fine. Yes, Hong Kong.
Could do half the stuff in Rush Hour 1 or Rush Hour 2
if they were in China. Well, Yes, fine. Hong Kong. Mm-hmm. He was on holiday and he got caught up in a case. Fine. But, like, if it was... He would not have got called to go there. That's why he had to be on holiday. That's why Rush Hour 2 had to start straight after Rush Hour 1.
Yeah.
Otherwise, like I said, friendship done. Like, they're not texting. They're not sending emails. They're not calling each other. Like, they'll just never, ever see each other again. Which is why this franchise doesn't have legs.
It does. It has more legs than freaking Bad Boys 3. For me, anyway.
Nah, only because it's more of a comedy, it's more accessible. That's the only reason why. And, like, they got more comedic as they go along. Also, the reason why the girls in Rush Hour are hotter is because Brett Ratner directed those films, and he's a fucking animal.
And he's sexually arrested him.
Yeah, there you go. Okay,
fair enough.
There you go.
Fair enough. That makes sense now.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, did Brett Ratner do Bad Boys as well?
No.
You sure?
Yes.
Yeah, you're not. I'm checking. I'm pretty sure.
Of course I'm sure. Michael Bay did Bad Boys.
Oh, yeah, of course, of course.
Exactly. Come on, bruv. Who are you talking to? Fair enough. Research king over here. And even do the research. That's off the dome.
Are you sure he did all of them? Because I'm pretty sure Brett Ratner did something to do.
Like, there's only two. Remember, this is Bad Boys 3. There's only two. Yes, he did the first two. He's not doing the new one.
I think that's what I heard.
Huh?
Oh dear.
Yeah, he's not doing the new one. He did the first two.
Yeah, actually, he's got some horrible films underneath his belt, bro.
Who?
Brett Ratner.
Of course he has.
Ugh.
Because he delivers on time and under budget. That's why. That's the only reason why he gets work all the time.
I suppose.
They didn't care about the quality of the film. He does his job. Like, he does the minimum requirements for his job. And that's it.
Oh, dear. Wait, Beverly Hills Cop 4. Is that a thing? Did I miss it?
No.
Okay. Come up on IMDb, buddy.
Yeah, it's probably one of those things where, like, we're making it. This is, again, like, with the Rush Hour again.
Brett Ratner.
What?
He's directing this one.
Huh?
Brett Ratner.
Is doing what?
Well, he's attached to the project.
Which project? Bad Boys for Life.
Bad Boys
for Life. We're free at the end.
No. Beverly Hills Cop 4.
Oh. Yeah, it's not going to happen.
In development.
But when it comes out, I will believe it's a real film.
I like
the same with Rush Hour, that until it comes out, I won't believe it's happening.
I think they actually changed it to Bad Boys for Life now. And Bad Boys 3, I think.
Well, they should, because Bad Boys for Life over 3 at the end is a horrible, horrible title. Mm. And if I have to go see it in the cinema, I'm going to say it like that.
And Coming to America 2 as well. That's
yeah, we spoke about that for ages. I mean, ages ago.
Yeah, I know, but it's like...
That's going to be a weird one.
I think
it's... His long-lost son. That is just weird.
Okay, so a little bit more details of Beverly Hills Cop 4.
Yeah.
They're targeting... So I think these are the people that they want in the film. Channing Tatum and Tom Hardy.
Okay.
I don't know how the fuck that's gonna work, bruv.
So, which one is, what's his face? Axel.
I think it's meant to be same Axel. As in Eddie.
Yeah.
And then Tom Hardy and
Tom Hardy's the villain.
I don't know. I mean, British would assume villain. British with voices, definitely a villain. However, they've also got my man, Channing Tatum.
Yeah.
Who has never played a villain. Which I reckon be great as a villain.
Will he though?
Yeah.
He doesn't have a villain face though.
He doesn't have a Gambit face as well, so what's your fucking point?
Yeah, but I never agree with that. You say that like I was the one that cast him. I'm just saying,
that's the role he actually got, so.
I mean, yeah, but that doesn't prove anything. That doesn't
prove anything. I'm saying, like, it doesn't matter what you look like or what you think the person is. But Beverly Hills Cop 4, that's also good. But yeah, I'm happy that he's able to... I mean, there's so many fucking things that Eddie Murphy's been tied up into.
Yep.
And, yeah, I am...
as long as he doesn't play any more multiple characters.
I don't know, I like that.
No, just stop him from doing it. Next time he's like, I'm going to play, no, just no. No, Eddie, just stop. Whoever's agent needs to, you know, warm up their pimp hand, put some powder on that shit, and just get to slapping, because no. No one wants to see that shit anymore.
Which actually is a nice segue into my replaceables.
If we did already.
No. My replaceables is Friday. And Friday after next. The replacement of Smokey.
Smokey didn't get replaced, bruv.
He never got... this is the thing, like, it's one of those ones where Omar Epps...
Yeah.
It's funnier in the third one than he is in the second one. I think it's because everybody wanted Smokey back. Yeah, because
he wasn't... No, he wasn't...
It's under protest I didn't like him in the second one until I got a bit older.
Fine, but he just wasn't as good anyway. Like, you're right, he was better in the third one than the second one. Mm. But it was more... I mean, the character had... There was more to the character, I feel like, in the third one than in the second one. In the second one, he was just a bit limp.
Yeah, just like...
It's like, it's just his idiot cousin. Like, there was no... You know, he didn't really have anything to him. Mm. I mean, like, I guess he was like a fake player and like a fake baller or whatever, but like...
I think...
You know, it wasn't really interesting.
That one as well, I think, in regards to Day-Day, as it were, versus Smokey. Smokey was more of a troublemaker.
Yeah. He was his...
It's a coward.
His bad conscience.
Yeah, it's like, whereas Day-Day was just straight up a coward.
Yeah.
Like, he just didn't want to...
Yeah.
Didn't want to do nothing.
He had big chat, but he had nothing to back it up.
Friends... How many of us have them? Friends. But the one thing about Next Friday that I preferred about number one is that the main bad guy was the bad guys, the Jokers.
Joker Brothers.
They were better. They were better than Debo. But the fight at the end with Debo was good.
I think they were more of a threat because he wanted something
from them.
Yeah. He had to get past them to get it. Mm. Debo, I mean, he just had to stay out of his way and be compliant for most of the film until, you know, Debo did something where he had to stand up for himself in the neighborhood.
Yeah, yeah.
So, like, the threat of Debo was just a bit different. I mean, it was more like he did cast a shadow over the whole film.
And Next Friday, Debo's in Next Friday as well, so
yeah.
But then it's like him, dogs and sticky fingers,
yeah,
which is nuts,
yeah.
So yeah, I mean, like, other than that, so yeah, my replaceable is
who played, he didn't replace him.
He did.
No, he didn't.
He did.
No,
bro. He didn't. He so did.
He did not play the same character.
Chris Tucker isn't going back into Friday.
Yeah, but it's not like what's his name, Epps was, he didn't play Smokey.
Okay, so, that being said,
yeah,
which characters do you prefer?
It's not a replaceable.
It is.
It's not.
Because he straight up replaced him in the whole series.
No. Yeah, but then you can say the girlfriend got replaced.
Yeah, she did.
She didn't. She just wasn't in the movie.
And it wasn't his girlfriend. It was a thing that he was trying to get into.
Yeah, but they got together at the end of Friday.
And then he got together with the girl at the end of...
exactly.
And then he got together with the girl at the end of... The Friday before Christmas. Alright, what about this then? Since that you want a more controversial...
No, I want an actual replaceable. Well, you know, I don't actually want anything, but you are persisting with this... This segment that doesn't work.
It does work.
It doesn't even work by your own rules. I refuse to buy into this bullshit. Like, if you're going to make me participate in the replaceables, it has to be an actual replaceable. Not just like, oh, like, someone got cast differently or whatever.
Alright.
It has to be
all right.
The legit thing.
Mark Ruffalo versus Edward Norton.
Yes.
Yes.
Well, Ruffalo, of course.
This is the thing. I don't feel like we have the choice now, because Ruffalo, he's proven it more than Norton ever did.
Well, there you go.
But
yeah, but it didn't have to be that way. It could have been that, like, we could have been sitting here at this point in time, you know, 10, 11 years after that Edward Norton Hulk film, and just be like, yeah, I mean, you know, Norton was great. I wish he was still the Hulk, but that's not the case.
In sort of retrospect, now that we've come to this stage of, like, say, 10 years of Marvel films and all that stuff, do you reckon it would have been better if Terrence Howard kept...
No.
Do you reckon it would be better? No.
Definitely. What was the second question? Was it the same question or a different question?
There's going to be a different question.
What was the second question?
The second question was, do you reckon it would have been better if they stuck with the same cast all the way through? So they never replaced the Warriors 3, they never replaced, you know, blah, blah, blah. If they just continued with the plan.
Well, the thing with the Warriors 3, to be honest, I don't think most people notice. I don't think it's necessarily a bad thing, but it's also not a good thing for either of the actors. The Edward Norton, yes, it's definitely a good thing that they recast him, and it's a good thing that they recast Rhodey as well, because I just don't think, like, Terrence Howard was good, you know, he was fine. But I don't think he was the Rhodey we needed.
Yeah.
And they didn't recast him, you know, for any of his acting ability. It was just like they couldn't work out money, which it just worked out as a blessing. And I maintain, probably for both parties, because if he was still in the Marvel movies, he wouldn't be in Empire. And that probably makes him a lot of money. Like, it's not a big, like, one-off, well, not one-off, but, like, every couple of years payoff that an Avengers movie is, but, like, come on, man, that's syndicated around the world. You can't blow your nose at that money.
Yeah, definitely not. Alright, so, that one is good. Now, another replaceable, which I shall throw for the Midnight Society, as it were, is... Who was the better person in the mailbag? Mr. Lipschitz?
Yeah.
Or Mr. So it's Mr. Lipschitz, and it was... Oh, God. What was the one that you had?
What, Mrs. Smooth Peanut Bar?
Yeah, Smooth Peanut Bar.
What was Lipschitz's question again?
Lipschitz's question was, I think, I'm not sure if it's the
come on, you can't make me choose between Beano, the gorillas.
The Beano, alright, so.
Actually, that Beano question was pretty good. Like, we you know, got to reminisce and talk about Beano for a little bit.
And then
look up some characters that we forgot that we loved or liked. That was a pretty good question. The peanut butter one, I don't really remember.
Alright, so. Mr. Well, Lipschitz,
not that it was a bad question, it's just... It was a long time ago, man's tired.
Well, Mr. Lipschitz has another question. That's the only reason why, because I've got one from... Oh, God, what's his name? Well, basically, Mr. Lipschitz is the only name that I could remember. But, yeah, Mr. Lipschitz's question...
Can you stop saying Lipschitz?
Lipschitz. His question...
Mm-hmm.
...is... kind of like a follow-up question, and it's actually for, like, gone through the format that we kind of agreed on.
Really?
Yeah. So his one is, growing up. Oh God, okay, it's a bit long. Growing up in the streets of Germany, blah 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 blah. I blah 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 blah. Yeah, you're right. The backstory thing is completely unnecessary.
That's what I'm saying, bro. No backstories, bro.
Okay, so I'm just gonna
tell me your take on your own question, and and ask your question. That's it. That's all I'm saying.
Sort of like a follow-up question. He says his favourite character in Batman is Two-Face, mainly because of the way that he makes his decisions. What is your favourite Batman villain? Both for Shunt and Redacted. And what is your favourite Justice League character?
That's two questions. I'm sure I said last week.
It's a whole one page.
Fucking question.
It's a whole page, bro.
One question. Favourite villain?
Yeah. Out of the Batman rogues, I would assume. Which he said his favourite one is Two-Face.
Oh, Jesus.
That's fine.
Dropper of drinks.
Dropper of bottle, actually.
And there's a drink in the bottle, so it counts.
It's not drink, it's syrup, actually.
And it counts.
No, it doesn't. You don't drink syrup. Have you ever drank syrup from a bottle?
I mean, I wouldn't advise it, but yes.
Oh my god. You're animal redacted.
What? I mean, I'm not saying I drank the whole bottle, I just had a sip, but it was a mistake.
Damn right, bro. Damn right. That's terrible. Anyway, so, favourite villain?
Kids make mistakes all the time.
It's terrible, bro.
I'm going to say I do like it's very difficult.
Me?
Yeah.
I've got one.
Ron.
Scarface.
No. No. Fuck that guy and his stupid puppet, bruv.
No, just the puppet.
Whatever. They come as a pair.
No. Don't give a fuck. The puppet.
I don't care.
He possesses people.
I don't care.
And I can't choose Two-Face because I don't want to, like, you know, be, you know, kissing Mr. Lippershwitz's ass too much.
I mean, I probably would have said Two-Face, to be fair. Yeah. Like, I always remember Two-Face from the animated series.
Mm-hmm. Flipping a coin, making a decision.
No, when he becomes not even before he becomes Two-Face. When he actually gets in the accident. Mm-hmm. And when Batman...
It's not an accident, it's a hit.
No, it is an accident.
But it depends which line of comic slash thing.
The animated series.
Do
you understand what I'm saying?
Do you know that there's more than one animated series?
No, there isn't. Batman the Animated Series. There's one.
And there's the Batman. And there's
no, but that's not called Batman the Animated Series. Bruv, don't play ignorant. You know if someone says Batman Animated Series, you know exactly what they're talking about.
Continue.
Not no fucking The Batman or Batman Beyond. Or
Brave and the Bold.
Brave and the Bold. Or, I can't even remember what the other one's called. But none of that shit, bruv. Talking about Batman, the animated series.
Fine. Alright, so out of the Batman animated series, if I had to choose one, it would have to be hard.
Wait, I wasn't even finished. I was rudely interrupted with ignorance.
It'll be hard, Quinn.
When he flips him over and he's like, Harv, no. When he sees his face and he's all fucked up and you see the Batman's sad eyes.
Sad eyes, Batman.
Yeah. And that's a meme now.
Batman.
Yeah.
Yeah, it makes sense.
So,
well, Harley Quinn, anyway. Harley Quinn, for me, is my favourite character as a villain. In the animated series.
Yeah, she's shit in the animated series. Controversial, yes. I'm saying it.
But then, it's how she developed as comic book character afterwards.
Saying it.
You know, because Harley Quinn, from the animated series, which is her birthplace, then went on to sort of, like, you know, starring things such as the Suicide Squad and other sort of spin-off series.
Yeah.
And, in regards to Batman's rogue gallery, as it were, she's the most impressive one out of the lot of them.
Riddler. Riddler.
I mean, like, Riddler's more sadistic, but Harley Quinn is the most developed in most recent years, I guess. Like, considering her infancy in the 90s.
I'm a disagree.
Who?
Based on her character changes vastly between, like, you know, whatever. Like, there's no, she doesn't really have a continuity. Like, I can't agree that she's the most developed if she keeps changing every couple of years.
Fair enough.
I mean, the Riddler stick is the Riddler stick. Like, it is what it is. Like,
Riddler stick, you know, his, the Riddler stick.
His, you know.
But for me now, Riddler just seems blasé. Like, he's just, it's just the Riddler. It's only because I play through Arkham Knight.
Maybe.
Can't stand him racing. Course
maybe. Above. Yeah, well, you gotta get good at that.
What do you mean, get good?
Get good, bruv.
You get good, Riv.
I'm good.
Bruv. That game's not good.
Expert at
that
shit.
That game's not good.
Expert at that shit. Doesn't matter whether you are, the game's good. The game is good. It just has some horrible bits in it.
The whole driving aspect of it.
Yeah, it's horrible. It's horrible. But the rest of the game is good.
3/4 of the game is driving.
Well, you know.
It's gone.
No. 3/4. 1/4, I'd say.
No.
Yes, not 3/4. 3/4 is way too much. That'd be the whole game.
It says the same guy that basically said he completed Spider-Man. And then had, like, you know, a whole chunk left to do. And it was saying that how I'm
rubbish. No, it's the downfall of PlayStation. Like, their whole setup is fucked.
Lies.
It's not lies. It's not lies.
You're lying to yourself, right?
No, bruv. Look, I looked at the thing, it said one thing. And then when you look at it a different way, it's different. How does that make sense?
Shit. What's the second half of the question?
What was your...
Justice League member.
Yeah.
Alright, so yeah, but I agree and I disagree with what you just said there. I guess.
If you say so.
Favourite Justice League character?
I mean, I guess he didn't say whether it's the animated series or comics. Mm. So I'm gonna say...
Alright, from now on, just so we're not getting as vague.
Specify whether you're talking about movies, comics.
Especially with something like the Justice League and fucking Batman.
Exactly.
Fucking.
Specify.
I mean, I'm not going to call Mr. Lipschitz a dickhead.
A dickhead, bruv. I'm going to say from. From the animated series.
I'll just skip one. It's bad enough with doing two questions.
Fine. I'm going to say... But I'm going to... With the caveat, this is the animated series. Question. The question.
The question.
Yeah.
Disgust me. Clearly disgusted with that answer.
Why?
My favourite Justice League character, because I'm feminist as fuck.
Yeah, right.
Is Black Canary.
Bullshit, bruv.
Human bullshit.
Bullshit. You're trying to just get some brandy points with the two female listeners that we have.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Exactly.
See for you like glass, bruv.
Speaking of glass.
Yeah.
What do you think of M. Night Shyamalan's departure of Glass? And Split. And
departure.
Well, basically, he's no longer doing them now, isn't he?
Well, they're finished.
Yeah, it's done.
Yeah.
So what project?
We spoke about it.
But what project would you want him to be doing?
I don't care. Fuck that dude. I'm not watching any more of his films ever again. Boycotted, bruv. This motherfucker's cancelled.
Oh,
I'm
no,
cancelling
no.
this motherfucker.
You can't cancel him like Shyamalan.
Yes, I can. Yes, I can. He's cancelled from my life and my eyes.
Oh,
fuck that dude, man. Fuck him.
You know, Glass weren't even that
fuck
bad.
Him. No, it was just fucking boring.
Mm-hmm.
It was boring, and it was... To say the ending was lackluster is an insult to the word. Like, it doesn't even compare to lackluster.
Yeah, but look at that. Like, everybody in that roster, apart from my man from, was it McAvoy?
Yeah.
Was old.
Doesn't matter.
You ain't gonna see no action in. Samuel Jackson, Mr. Glass.
No, alright, fine. You don't expect to see Samuel L. Jackson doing anything, like a fight scene or whatever. And if the thing is, I don't need the film to end in a big fight scene for it to not be lackluster, but for you to just kill off all your main characters just like that, in a matter of seconds or minutes or whatever
because of
is just poor.
Well, this is the thing, like, it does broaden out the whole universe to a certain degree.
Not really, not to any extent that people care about.
Yeah, because I only give a fuck about the Bruce Willis character, I only give a fuck about the Samuel Jackson character.
If you were going to broaden out the universe, you broaden it out at the beginning of the film. You don't just do nothing for the whole film, which is what they did.
Yeah.
You basically did nothing. They went into... they got captured at the beginning of the film.
Yeah.
And they died when they left captivity at the end of the film.
They didn't leave captivity, they died in captivity.
Yeah, because they didn't get out of the car park. Yeah. Fuck that film, bruv. Fuck that film and the dickhead that made it.
It's harsh.
It's not harsh. It's facts. It's the truth.
So,
truth is redacted.
Truth is not redacted.
Truth is redacted.
It's terrible. You're speaking like a wrestler. That's terrible.
Speaking of wrestlers.
Oh, dear. WrestleMania, yeah. You're
no. Right.
Yeah.
The Rock.
What do you mean, The Rock?
The Rock.
Rock and Black Adam.
Yeah. Confirmage.
Confirmage, but he's been confirming since ever.
Nah, but this is real confirmage. I think it's actually going to happen. I mean, it's not going to not happen now that Shazam's actually made money.
Oh, yeah. Shazam's made loads of money.
Exactly.
I still haven't seen Shazam, but I know
that, bruv.
I've seen it already.
Fuck you, bruv.
I've seen Big, and I've
fuck
seen
you, bro.
Seen fucking
fuck you, bruv.
Oh, what's the other one? I've seen Big, and I've seen Super Ted, so I don't need to watch that.
Super Ted, are you fucking high?
Secret magic word. Shut up, Shazam.
You disgust me.
No. Concept of Shazam disgusts me. Not only was it a thing where it was done out of spite to stop Marvel from using the words Captain and Marvel together because of the popularity of Captain America.
What?
Yeah, don't you know? Like, DC used to own Captain Marvel, and Captain Marvel was Shazam.
Yeah, what are you talking about?
I'm just saying.
What part of it was made out of spite?
Because you own DC Comics, right? Why not call it Captain Detective or Captain blah blah blah?
Yeah, but he was Captain Marvel before DC owned it.
Because he's always been part of the roster.
No, he hasn't.
Okay, so who owned it before?
Fawcett Comics created Shazam. Mm-hmm. DC sued Fawcett because they were saying he was a Superman clone. They eventually went out of business. They bought the rights. Then he became a DC character. He's always been called Captain Marvel.
That's even worse.
Well, it just made everything you just say bullshit.
No, it just made it even worse.
Why?
Because that means not only did Fawcett try to chief out Marvel,
they just had a character called Captain Marvel. I don't think they specifically had any agenda.
I suppose. The thing is, because they were called, called Captain Marvel. I think what they were trying to do is just maximize.
No one wants to hear your speculation. Just take notes, man.
Get
some real notes.
Take these real notes. F. You. Take a note on that, motherfucker. Oh, dear.
That's just harsh. Why are you attacking Mans for?
Sorry. I promised I wouldn't. But you forced the hand, bruv. You calling me out, bruv. And then you humiliated me in front of the gorillas. You humiliated, man. It's okay, though. It's okay.
Just take notes, bruv. Just take notes.
Take notes,
bruv. Take real notes.
You take them two notes, bruv. Study up. Study up on notes. So anything else?
Anyway, Confirmage.
Yeah, so Confirmage or Black Adam.
Yeah.
Great.
They're filming next year.
Great. What the fucking do?
Fuck you, bro.
No, I'm not impressed with Black Adam. We was meant to get it ages ago. We was meant to get it after Suicide Squad at one point.
Yeah, and Suicide Squad.
And then The Rock was in and out.
Flopped critically. They probably just thought it was too much of a risk. So they made the Shazam film first. Spent less money than they're going to or would have spent on a Black Adam film.
Or any other DC film.
Yeah, probably. And boom, it's a hit. So, yeah, why not? Storm ahead. Storm a fucking head.
I don't know. So, any other dumb shit for you to
answer? Yeah, I've got a mailbag question.
Okay, go ahead.
This is from... Hold on a sec. This is from... Leto a Joker for Life.
Oh,
89.
Is it from Twitter or is it...
It's email. Email. That's how I commit there. That's the email address.
That's bad.
Yeah. So their question is, if they have not conformed to what we asked. So they have not conformed to what we asked, like the format of the question. They've not said their choice, but they're asking a question. So this is the last time I'm going to allow it. Right. Next time is somebody's ass. So if there was an Avengers-style movie with characters from Will Smith movies, so Will Smith's characters, who would be on like a five-man Avenger team?
What's that one from £8?
What's his special skills?
Just kills himself, bro. God! That was the most spitefulest one. I don't know, bro. It's what? Jim West? Guy from Men in Black?
Yeah.
Mike Lowry?
Yeah.
Guy from iRobot?
Those all three, this is pretty much the same guy.
Exactly, they're all the same guy. Oh, God. Fuck. It's a horrible, horrible question. That's it, bro. Like, just listing. Okay, so let's get a comprehensive list of possible Will Smith characters that could probably help.
I think I've got a list.
Okay, go first.
Alright. The dude from Bag of Vance.
Yeah.
He's a Bag of Vance, right?
Is that like a golfer? A caddy?
No, isn't he the con man guy? The one who pretends he's Sydney.
That's Focus.
No, the Sydney Poitier son guy.
You asked the wrong guy.
Well, anyway, that guy. Oh, wait, was it called that? I can't remember what that film's called. Alright, but that guy.
No, there's I think I know which one you're talking about. It's not Bag of Vance. Bag of Vance is the one where he's a caddy.
Yeah.
And there's another one where he plays a gay guy.
Yes.
It's that one, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that guy.
Yeah, so the one gay kiss Will Smith guy.
Yeah. The guy from Spyfly.
Spy what?
Spy Fly. You know that animated movie where he's a spy, but before he gets turned into a pigeon. So that dude, before he gets turned into a pigeon.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Jay from Men in Black.
Jay, yeah.
Shit, is that only three? Okay. Can I pick Deadshot, but Deadshot from Deadshot from the beginning of the film where he actually has the skills to make like decent shots.
Oh, so Deadshot for 5 minutes.
Yeah.
I'll allow it.
Alright, Deadshot. one more. Roland from I'm Legend.
Roland.
Yeah.
So just to recap,
yeah.
Your team is Roland from Iron Legend.
Yep.
Oh God.
You forgot already. Roland from Iron Legend.
Roland from Iron Legend.
The dude from the 5 minutes of Deadshot.
Five minutes of Deadshot. Jay. The dude from Bagavan, or the dude from the film where
where he's a con man and blah blah blah. Yeah.
And the last one was.
It was the spy character he plays in that up and coming. I don't even think it's called that, but he's a spy and he turns into a pigeon so he can fly. So I'm calling it Spyfly.
Fair enough. Okay, so my one.
Yeah.
Is. Oh God. Jim West.
Yep, Desperado.
Oh God, because he's mighty with the hands.
Can I pick the version of him that almost was Neo?
No. That doesn't make any sense. Can't have Will Smith from almost characters.
Yeah, I guess not.
Will Smith from Independence Day, I can't remember what his name is.
Oh, Welcome yeah, to Captain what? Hillard.
Captain Hillard. I'm going to try and avoid Men in Black. Although that character would probably be... Actually, now Men in Black,
yeah.
Jay. So that's Jim West, Hillard.
Yeah.
Jay.
Yeah.
I'm also going to use those 5 minutes of Deadshot.
Yeah.
And
oh, shit, he was in an episode of Blossom.
And Mike Lowry. That's my team.
Cool.
Will Smith with guns.
It was 6 degrees of separation.
That's the one. So.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So, yeah. I don't know. But what would their mission be?
Anything. There's nothing they can't achieve.
Especially my one.
Especially my one. I've got a spy.
Yeah.
I've got a, what do you call it? A professional con man. I got someone who can shoot really well.
Mm-hmm.
I got an excellent detective. Mm-hmm. And I've got a...
You didn't have Mike Lowry on your team, did
no.
you?
No. No, I didn't need him. I've already got an excellent detective. And Mike Lowry's not really that good of a detective.
Yeah, he's more of a gun hunter detective.
Yeah.
I mean, when it comes to like leaping over cars really slowly. Yeah,
he knows how to shoot, drive fast, and... I don't know, follow people
actually,
into clubs.
Actually, I'm going to swap out Mike Lowry for Hancock.
Jesus.
But Hancock, that's far away from Charlie at all times.
Fair enough, fair enough. I believe your team can beat my team, though.
Yeah.
Bastard.
The research of Will Smith.
Bastard.
Which is all good. So your team.
If
was...
I can do a last minute swap.
Okay, last minute swap. Go on.
You know, I was hoping that I'd come across like a. He's in Anchorman 2.
Yeah.
I was hoping that I'd come across Oh, that film is called Spies in Disguise. It should be Spy in Disguise, really, because there's no... You know, he's the only spy in disguise.
He's a
squid. But... I think I can trump your team now.
Okay.
I'm going to switch out.
You're going to switch out?
I'm going to switch out. Who did I say again? I'm going to switch out Deadshot.
Oh, all 5 minutes of him.
Yeah. For Genie.
I see what you've done there.
Yeah. He can upgrade the whole team.
But none of the acting. It's terrible.
Well, you know,
oh dear.
The mission isn't acting.
Okay. Just
yeah. What I was gonna say, what I was looking for was like a music video that he did, where like maybe he did magic to like transform or whatever, and I could just put him on the team, and he still has those powers.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But I found Genie, so I didn't have to do that.
Yeah, there you go. Fair enough. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, yeah. Your team, but then you would also have to have. Now, see, this is the thing. You would have to have a free genie, according to the rules.
You can be a free genie.
So you're going for the genie.
Yeah, one of them can
in the last 2 minutes of the film.
Nah, well, Jay can free him.
Jay can't free him.
Why not?
It's Aladdin that has to free him.
No, he doesn't.
He does. He's the one to rub the lamp.
Yeah, but maybe it's his turn to rub the lamp and he's got three wishes. Why not? Why the fuck not?
Because he can barely drive the car.
Who? Jay?
Jay, yeah.
He can drive the car. Oh. He just wasn't prepared. Plus, he could drive the new Harkness.
Okay, fair enough.
I should have picked the dude from Enemy of the State.
Yeah, he's pretty about it, isn't it? Yeah. No, but he's just quick to get naked.
Maybe.
So, yes.
Only when he thinks there's bugs.
Anyway, so I think that rounds up another episode of Real Dumb Shit.
Yeah.
Unless you have anything else to add.
Yeah, that was the only question. Yeah. Thank you, Jared Leto Joker for life. One, you should get banned because of your name.
Yeah.
And two, next time, give us your list, motherfucker.
Exactly. Just randomly. Just. Why would you even do that?
What?
That's an evil question. Jared Leto Joker for life.
Yeah.
You got issues, bro.
I mean,
we'll answer it, but yeah, bro. Chill, you know what I mean? God. There's me thinking that Lipschitz had a bad question. This guy is just next level, bro.
I mean, look at all you have to do is check the name, man, and nothing surprises you.
That's what it is. That's what it is. Speaking of names, we are out.
Yep.
Layout.